Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little man,
the fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show.
Turn up your mind.
Mary had a little man,
The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show.
Turn up your mind.
Saying character doesn't matter. Let me tell you something about this office that I've been in for 8 years. Who you are, what you are, does not change after you occupy the Oval Office. All it does is magnify who you are. All it does is shine a spotlight on who you are. If you disrespected women before you were in office, you will disrespect women as president. If you accept the support of Klan sympathizers before you are president, you will accept their support after you're president. If you disrespect the Constitution before you're president and threaten to shut down the press when it says something you don't like, or threaten to throw your opponent in jail in a live presidential debate without any regard for due process, if you discriminate against people of different faiths before you are president, then that is what you will do in office, except you will have more power to carry out the twisted notions that you had before you were in office. So you can't make excuses for this stuff.
Oh, he was on fire today. You can't make excuses for this stuff. He's got, Oh, I'm sorry, everybody. Yeah, we're starting a little late. We had, thank Comcast. Thank Comcast, everybody. Thank you, Comcast. They run the world. Something with a node. I don't know. They were talking to me about nodes. The node. We had a bad node. And the bad node decides that you're not going on the air today. We have to decide whether or not we want to spend money on backup stuff. Yeah, we were talking about that. Well, let's see. Buy a stinking podcast. That would be a good start. And then we'll see about getting some backup around here for, you know, another internet provider in case this internet provider, which we pay like through the nose for, yeah, we do. We pay an enormous bill every single month, So now we're going to have to look at another provider to be the backup provider in case this provider doesn't do what they say they're going to do for all the money that we pay them. It's so fascinating. And oh, by the way, don't forget, get the triple play, everybody. Bundle it all together because then you could lose the internet, you could lose the phone and the TV. All at the same time. And what you don't realize is you won't be able to tell anybody anything. You can't do anything. So we tried to, you know, go outside of our little node and speak to, you know, friends with our cell phones and ask them to put stuff up on our website for us or, you know, somehow get a message to you that we were having technical difficulties. But anyway, we were raring to go because Obama and Hillary, they are all over the place in Florida today. Obama, you saw him just there. I mean, he was on fire this morning. That was at Miami at FIU, Florida International University. 60% minority enrollment there. Great place for him to go to talk. He was, I mean, that was like 25 minutes or 20 minutes into his speech this morning. And I tell you, he just like threw the script out the window. He went super, super long and he kept telling everybody, I'm so sorry. And they were going, no, keep going, keep going. But, you know, he was like, no matter, you know, who you are and what you are does not change when you become the president. In fact, all the presidency is going to do is it's going to magnify what you are and who you are. And it's going to give you the awesome, awesome power to do these twisted things that you say you want to do on the campaign trail, like you punish journalists. And you know, I mean, the FBI is so tainted right now. Okay, this is the thing. You know, I've stood by Comey, and I'm getting a lot of heat from a lot of people who don't agree with me, and that's fine. I can see it from both sides. That's the beauty of me. I can see your point of view. I can see all the media's point of view about Comey should not have wandered into the political arena, you know, 60 days before an election, let alone a week before an election, whatever he did. I get it. But I keep thinking that the only reason he did any of that was because he's got to be on the most apolitical, highest ground humanly possible for him to stand upon because of what's going to happen post-election, because of these militia groups, because of these white supremacists, because of the courts now deciding. Oh, by the way, just to follow up on yesterday, the Pennsylvania, the court in Pennsylvania, in a scathing rebuke. And rebuke sounds like puke because it's just as vile when a court says it to you. Okay. A federal judge on Thursday denied the Pennsylvania Republican Party's effort to allow their crazy, unskilled, untrained, uncredentialed poll workers to watch polls anywhere in the state on Election Day. Period. End of story. The judge told him, the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, Judge Gerald Papert said that the GOP's request was ridiculous and that, you know, that they would suddenly call on Trump supporters to act as election observers in certain areas was just a vile, dangerous idea that would cause, in his words, chaos. Doesn't meet the standard for an intervention, unreasonably delayed, not in the public interest, on and on. Just told them, no, you can't intimidate the voters here in Pennsylvania. So that was one of the results so far. The other ones where we're still waiting for, we know in New Jersey, they asked the Republican Party, they told the Republican Party to turn over all the documents between them, Kellyanne Conway, voting. And now we're getting stories about what's really going on at the FBI. And it seems like the FBI has been politicized. It seems as if there are FBI agents within the, this according to the Wall Street Journal, according to, you know, other reportage. But it was on the front page, the front freaking page of the Wall Street Journal this morning, because we get it at the house, the actual newspaper. Oh, my God. And, you know, the Wall Street Journal is going broke. They're firing people today. They are they're trimming the newspaper effective November 14th. The newspaper is going to have fewer pages. They're not going to have a local section for New York anymore. I mean, it's amazing. And they are firing staff over at the Wall Street Journal. I mean, it's just incredible how people just don't read a newspaper. And the Wall Street Journal, for those of you who are from the right, that's your paper. That's the one you'd want. Now, why do I read it? I read it because the news is the news. It's just the opinion pages. The editorial board, the editorial pages, the people who post editorials, the people who are cleared to have their editorials appear are people from the right. And it's usually features very right wing opinion, except for this one. Oh, wait. Sorry, I spilled my coffee. Except for this one in the Wall Street Journal. This is squarely, you can see I spilled my coffee, but this is squarely on the opinion page. The plot against America. And it is a scathing article about how Donald Trump alights on the complete conspiracy. Anti-Semites are thrilled. Talks about how Donald Trump is a betrayer to Israel, a betrayer to the Jewish voter in the United States, a betrayer of all things anti-Semitic, and is cozied up to, you know, these haters. And the Wall Street Journal opinion page was like, he is a plot against America. This man is dangerous. Just thought I'd mention that. But on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, which are the newsy parts, there's a report about secret recordings of a suspect who was filmed in that ridiculous, ridiculous movie, Clinton Cash. Okay, that was put out by Peter Schweitzer, who has been debunked by the media, just like, you know, the what's his face from Veritas? What's his name? You know, the one that went to Acorn and what's his name?
James
Yes, James O'Keefe and his ridiculous girlfriend dresses up as a pimp and, you know, goes, whatever. This guy has been so debunked. And Schweitzer as well has been debunked. He's got a disreputable history of reporting that has been, you know, fact-checked, marked by errors. There have been retractions. Numerous reporters have excoriated him for facts that do not exist, facts that do not check out, a basic failure to practice journalism 101. They said that, you know, the fact checkers looked at Clinton Cash and they said it's a train wreck of bogus research that included more than 20 errors, fabrications, distortions. Trump has pushed conspiracy theories from the book, leading reporters to note that the book has been discredited and features lies and claims that the book falls apart under scrutiny. Schweitzer is also the president of the Government Accountability Institute, a right-wing organization. You know, and so this whole movie was just pure bull. It was pure crap, right? But the Wall Street Journal is reporting that there were people inside the FBI who were fascinated by this junk. I mean, like, seriously fascinated by it. And they wanted to pursue a case of corruption against Hillary Clinton based on Peter Schweitzer's debunked, discredited, freaking piece of swill, you know, edited abrupt, you know, just that movie. Now, here's what I'm thinking, and this is my theory, okay? Here's my opinion, I can prove the debunk of the movie. I can prove that it's been denounced and it's been shown to be inaccurate and just a hatchet job and untrue and discredited and fabricated and distorted and all that. That we have the fact checks for. What we don't have fact checks for is this thing I'm going to say. And that is, it seems as if Anthony Weiner's computer was taken in by the New York Bureau of the FBI. You know, that's Rudy Giuliani's buddies, don't you? Bingo, right? Yeah, that's Rudy Giuliani's stomping ground. Those are Rudy Giuliani's friends. Those are Rudy Giuliani's agents. Those are, you know, Rudy Giuliani was a prosecutor in New York. Then he was the mayor of New York. He was the law enforcement guy in New York, right? He had a guy, Bernie Caracat, to go to jail, his police commissioner. I mean, Giuliani is so freaking, tainted. It's unbelievable by all the scandals that is a Rudy Giuliani mayoral, run. You know, his efforts in New York, the stop and frisk, the Civil Rights Bureau said the way he was doing it was absolutely a violation of people's civil rights. And, you know, hundreds of thousands of black men who had done nothing were just, you know, stopped and frisked in the middle of the street in front of their kids, in front of their wives and in front of their friends, you know, and they had done nothing and nothing happened. But they were just shaken down and shaken up and discriminated against in public and in front of their jobs and all that. But anyway, think about the FBI in New York. Think about Rudy Giuliani and his interaction with the FBI in New York. Now, isn't it fascinating that all of a sudden, Anthony Weiner's case in New York, the agents go and they seize Weiner's computer in New York. Suddenly, the entire FBI is politicized, right? Now, all of a sudden, you have these New York agents. You have all these people inside that say they want to pursue the case of corruption against Hillary Clinton. And so the agents used informants in unrelated investigations. Unrelated investigations. We don't know which ones. We just know they were completely unrelated. And they decided that this merited pursuing some sort of an investigation into the Clinton Foundation based on Clinton Cash, the untold story of how and why foreign governments and businesses helped make Bill and Hillary rich. These leaking people from the FBI said. They said that Comey has lost control of the building in Washington now, and that he doesn't know. You know, the FBI is investigating themselves now. Do you know that? The FBI started an investigation today into that Twitter account that was dormant for a year that suddenly started putting out information about 20-year-old pardons made by Bill Clinton. And so now the FBI is investigating who's doing that. What, you know, who's tweeting from that account? I mean, they're investigating themselves. And everybody said that, that Comey has lost control of the FBI and that these agents are rogue agents I bet you anything that they are New York agents. I'll bet you anything that they are in league with Rudy Giuliani. And, you know, Rudy Giuliani's crowd is very, you know, interested in doing damage to Hillary Clinton by hook or by crook. And this is a much bigger scandal than you think. And it has nothing to do with Hillary's emails. Even in the worst case scenario, these are Huma to Huma emails. None of these emails, according to anybody who leaked anything, are Hillary's emails. None of them. So, but this was all done to sow doubt and to tighten the polls and to somehow rig the election in favor of Donald Trump. The Wall Street Journal explained that senior officials in the Justice Department and the FBI did not think much of any allegations that these guys were alleging against the Clinton Foundation. But a group of investigators, a group of FBI guys, and I'm guessing they were the New York guys, they wanted to push forward, and they wanted during the presidential campaign to interview. And they did, by the way, interview Peter Schweizer at the FBI multiple times, the guy who put out Clinton cash, and nothing. Now, if you weren't concerned about what's going on at the FBI before because it was favoring your point of view, you better be like super afraid now, because you cannot have a rogue FBI. Also, you can't have a rogue NSA. Now, this is what Obama, I mean, why Democrats don't, I mean, the closest we got today to excoriating Donald Trump was this little bit right here, where Obama went through, you know, you don't change who you are and you don't change what you are. The presidency doesn't change who you are or what you are. It magnifies who and what you are, and it gives you the power to do what you, all these twisted things. So this
on who you are. If you disrespected women before you were in office, you will disrespect women as president. If you accept the support of Klan sympathizers before you are president, you will accept their support after you're president. If you disrespect the Constitution before you're president and threaten to shut down the press when it says something you don't like,
unbelievable,
or threaten to throw your opponent in jail in a live presidential debate without any regard for due process, if you discriminate against people of different faiths before you are president, then that is what you will do in office, except you will have more power to carry out the twisted notions that you had before you were in office. Excuses for this stuff.
Wow, that was really powerful. And then you know, he left, that was Miami, and then he left, they went to Winter Garden, Florida, which is up north with Hillary, and the two of them are doing a joint appearance today. I mean, this is freaking scary things. These are scary things. Everything from the poll watchers that he's trying to deploy, the courts are saying what the hell is wrong with you, I mean, what is exactly wrong with you, to this craziness that's going on somewhere inside the FBI, where you have these rogue agents that are pushing and pushing and pushing to, you know, keep investigating. And Comey has obviously lost control of that building. They have interviewed Peter Schweizer over and over again with the Clinton. There's no there. The senior officials at the Justice Department, the senior officials at the FBI say that movie has been debunked. That movie is untrue. That movie was, you know, a bunch of crap. You cannot have an investigation based on a bunch of crap. It's just ridiculous. What are you doing? And yet these agents keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and leaking and leaking and leaking. And now all of a sudden my attention is directed to an article today at Slate where it says Donald Trump has shown that he'll stop at nothing to humiliate and intimidate his critics. He's tweeted false and embarrassing accusations against Senator Ted Cruz, a former Miss Universe. He released Senator Lindsey Graham's personal cell phone number so his supporters could harass him. He encouraged the Russian government to hack Hillary Clinton. Can you imagine Donald Trump with the awesome power of the NSA? Can you imagine Donald Trump being able to look at anybody he disagrees with, any enemy he declares his? Look at their metadata. Look at every phone call that they ever made. I mean, the NSA is supposed to direct their attention to overseas targets, but they can and do access metadata, phone numbers, call times, your videos, what you're watching online, your iMessage, your Snapchat, your Twitter feeds, every photo on your cell phone. It's all discoverable if you had a rogue NSA. Think about what Comey ran to John Ashcroft's bedside to prevent: a rogue warrantless wiretap program. This is why Comey needs to be credible. This is why I believe Comey did what he did.
Call in, connect. To speak to Randy, call 561-270-3844. 561-270-3844.